Hello.
Yeah, hi. Am I speaking with Pete?
Speaking.
Hi, Pete. This is Shira from Family First Home Care. I'm just reaching out to you in regards to Vera Morton and helping her get
Correct.
onto the waiver program. So I'm going to be her enrollment coordinator. Like I said, my name is Shira. Walking you guys through the process. Do you know anything about it? Do you have any questions so far?
I've never done this before, so
Okay.
she was saying that I was going to be sent something for I guess to enroll, and I guess I'm just waiting on that information.
Right. Okay, I'm just pulling up here. Do you know where okay, so who's Vera to you, just for clarification?
She's my mother.
She's your mother. Okay, great. And she has a Medicaid ID, but it's inactive. Okay.
Yeah, so I think what happened was I think we're probably waiting for information to go through because the COSA person from the state and a broker came out like the better part of 3 weeks ago altogether. So we did all that, and I know there was something that that the doctor was supposed to send back to the state or to COSA, and I'm trying to find out and see if they send it back because I sent it to them. I scanned it so they could get a copy and fax it back to them. But I feel like maybe that might be the piece missing why it's not been reactivated.
Right. So I'm not exactly sure what that is all about, I'll be honest.
Okay.
I can only like guide you from what I'm aware of. So her being inactive, it's not going to be a problem. What usually happens is while we apply for the waiver program, I believe Medicaid becomes reinstated just by doing that.
Okay.
But don't quote me on that. I've seen it happen, but I don't know if
It's
it's going
okay.
to be for every case. Going forward, okay, so I don't want to overwhelm you at first, but there is a lot of steps. So I'm going to tell you everything that's going to happen. I want you to put it all the way to the back of your mind because my job is to really follow up with you and make sure you're doing the steps so you're going to be fine. Okay, so to start off, your mom's going to need an assessment with the independent enrollment broker. This is something that she needs to request. This assessment is going to take place. After that, we're going to get her a PCP form, primary care physician form. That is something that we can do with our telehealth company. They get it done really efficiently and quick, and then they send that form to
So
us.
I feel like that is what happened already.
She has an
We've
assessment with the
done, yeah,
independent
because I had to bro yep, I had to broker. That
broker.
person came out. That person came out.
When
Yes.
was that?
That was, oh my God, probably about two, maybe three Fridays ago. 3 Fridays ago. His name was Malik. Yeah, I remember he came out because I called.
Was it
I
this
had,
week?
what'd you say?
Was the assessment this week or last week?
The assessment, no, I was saying like 3 Fridays ago.
So that was in November still.
Yes.
Okay, I'm not sure what that. Okay, so what did he say?
He just said this is everything that you have to fill. It was a couple things that he needed, but they said they needed the form from her what do you call it? Her doctor to her primary care to send back the information. That's what, and I sent the primary care the information. I don't know if the primary care sent the information back. Does that make sense? Yeah.
So that now what I know what we're up to, we have to do this. Now I don't know if we're past that time, but we're going to try our best. Now you're waiting on something called Area on Aging. In order for Area on Aging to happen, they need that PCP form. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to have my doctors, I'm going to schedule to have somebody reach out to you from New York Best Medical. I'm guessing that you're the point of contact for this case.
Correct.
Okay, so I'm going to have someone from New York Best Medical reach out to you. After that, they're going to reach out to you, fill out a form with you for your mom. They're going to need a list of medications, so just a heads up, have that ready.
Yeah, I have that.
And then as soon as that happens, they're going to send me back the form.
Okay.
Okay. Once the form is in, we send it straight into the independent enrollment broker, and then we go from there. After that, you should be receiving a call from Area on Aging. What I would do is when we send in the form, I
And
would have.
who is Erin Aging? Who are they?
So they're like an intermediary between the county office and us and the insurance. Like it's all part of the process. They
Okay.
like the broker, they also work for the county. So
Okay,
it's kind
okay.
of another assessment that needs to be taking place, and they're just called
Okay.
Area on Aging. Yeah.
Okay.
So nothing too deep there. Any questions so far?
So far, no. I'm just trying to make sure we're not doing something twice. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's all I was saying about the whole thing when the state came out and stuff like that. Yeah. But other than that, no.
Okay, so I'm going to have, we need that doctor note. That's from what I'm gathering. Mm-hmm. That's what we do need.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to give you their, I'm going to give them your number. Mm-hmm. 1275. Okay. Anything else that you need to know? Right. So there is, like I said, a whole process to this. I'm not going to explain everything. I want to explain it to you as things come along, just so you're not as overwhelmed. But I will give you a heads up that the county, after all the assessments, does request financial information. That means if you had a bank account, all the statements from the last 5 years, certain date to certain date, if she has Social Security.
So the state asked for all that. And at first, I didn't have access to it because my mom's card got lost. I have access to it now. So, I do have access to it now. So I can give them that information. At first, I didn't have it, but now I do have access to it, yes.
Okay.
So that was something they did ask for, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It seems like you know a lot about this process because usually my participants don't know a lot about the financial paperwork until after Area on Aging. So just curious, I think you're pretty ahead of the process, it sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you?
Yeah, like it's like the broker. Because what happened was we were trying to get her back on to. I didn't know her Medicaid expired. So I went through, I was like, okay, what is the process? And it was like a broker has to come out. We did that. We spoke to him. He did his assessment. And there were things that he needed recorded. And the financial thing is something I didn't have at the time because I didn't have her information. I do have all her information now. Mm-hmm. So that's it's probably that, and I'm wondering if the doctor sent back the information that he was told to send back. I wonder if those two things are holding things up where it would show that, because if she was already active, there's a lot of steps I wouldn't be doing, correct? Like, I wouldn't have to do from what we're doing right now.
So there is a way that you can check. I'm going to be honest with you. We can find these answers. You can call into the broker, and you can ask them, and they're very easy. Like, they give you the answers really quick. Like, they're not...
Yeah.
You could try and do that if you want to.
I can ask him because I had his number and everything.
You have their number, okay.
Yeah.
Fine. Mm-hmm. So, like I said, I just scheduled our telehealth, that doctor form. I want to make sure it's like a good form, and then we'll go from there. I'll be in touch with you Monday, see where we're holding. In the meantime, try and call into the independent enrollment broker, see where they're up to, and we'll go from there, okay?
Okay.
Awesome. So this is my number, the number I called you at, with extension 119.
Okay.
I will be in touch with you Monday, so don't worry about that.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be in touch.
Okay. Thank you, Cher.
Yeah, my pleasure. Be well.
Yep.
Stay
warm. Take care. Bye.